So messy.
So now your new girl and your ex, they know each other.
In the same building.
Same building.
What? And I know it. I know they know about each other.
Yeah. I know they know.
He said, hey, at least I know they know about each other.
Got two bands in the club.
I think they're trying to set me up. I think they're trying to set me
Maybe I'm paranoid. He said, nah, I know they know about each other.
I brought them up the same damn fragrance.
That's crazy, bro.
That's so silly, bro.
Two bad bitches in the club.
I know they know about it.
Man, y'all back with the BLT POD. Otherwise, the black.
Yeah, man. If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. But the BLT POD is all love for real.
Popping.
Man, we're going to get to these introductions today because it's Saturday. It's a little chilly. But, you know, March is coming to an end. Rainy April's coming. Darius, say what's up to the people, man.
What's up to the people, man? Not a
shit, man.
Yeah, y'all know it's my name's Darius.
Yeah.
At my name's Darius. Yeah. I don't really got much for y'all today. I'll tell y'all though, my niggas are funny. I'm just looking at our group chat, and I just want y'all to know that even the stuff y'all don't get to hear, don't get to see, like on the podcast, these guys are the stupidest people.
I mean, we're laughing.
Bro, laughing out loud. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. So, cheers to the guys, man. The Crodies.
Jenny, man, say what's up to the people.
Hey, man, listen to my tape. Mixtape coming soon. Album coming soon. Sometimes, like, when I record the podcast, I do feel like I'm shooting a radio show.
Yeah.
Like, no shade to Jess Hilarious, but I feel like I could do better. I feel like I could be... That's the one that got me laughing at work.
Bro, and I was dying. He's like, "This is a little burning."
He's trying to whisper it too, like
mouth wide open.
Oh, it was like at first she was shy, but then when she got cut, I was like, "Oh, now you're doing it more." Mm-hmm. I thought you were doing less. But at Grandpa Chair, two ends. Make sure you guys, thank shout out to everybody who voted. Make sure y'all niggas who are not registered to vote, make sure you
get to vote.
Make sure that y'all niggas go into DMV, get your address changed over.
Yes.
Shout out to all my niggas applying for jobs and graduating too. Big month for y'all. Big 2 months for y'all. So
yeah,
stay strong.
Yeah. And to the left of me, say what's up, O'Shea.
Yes, sir, man. O'Shea local in the building, bro.
Yeah.
Bro. By the time you guys hear this, and I'll be in Columbus, Ohio.
Back.
Say, he been gone.
That's what I'm saying, man. I'm happy to be back for real, man. So I'm ready to enjoy myself. And not have to travel, hopefully, for a little bit.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
He's going to say, we're going to need you to go out to San Antonio.
Hey, bro, yeah, we're going to need you to. I'm like, come on, bro. All right. He said, all right.
Yeah, if you say, I guess.
I'm going to take a free trip.
Go to Outer Banks.
It's not my money I'm spending at this point. So
no, ain't no money like somebody else's money, man.
I mean, shit, if you want, I can go.
just go ahead, expense it.
Yeah, it's not my money.
So what's your per diem? I said, about 50. I still got 20 left.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So I do need groceries though now.
I ain't bought
groceries in 2 weeks. I came home yesterday to open it, grab like something to drink. I'm like, nah, you ain't got nothing to drink in here.
Yeah, so, now you want some drink. Now you back.
Open the fridge.
Close it.
He said, this expired.
Is
expired.
You got to put me something in there. There's a scary sight in there, man. So
he said, this expired.
Yeah.
Not today, bro.
No. Can you call the action?
Make sure you make it the podcast, your Instagram story. Review, subscribe. 5 stars help. Views help even more. Shout out to everyone watching our stories, answering the polls, sharing. We appreciate all the tags, everything. The podcast is free, so that's the best way to pay us back. Got some big things coming up here in the next couple months, so stay tuned.
Yes, sir.
Think fast.
All right, man. So
this is funny. I applaud this opening topic that we got. It's gonna set the tone for our pod episode today. Combine two fast food chains that make the best restaurant. Just a little note here.
That's the second part.
Okay. No,
just do the first question. Yeah.
All right.
So combine
two fast food chains to make the best restaurant. And I know which ones y'all probably wanted to say.
Yeah.
Because they have, like, we've got some kings and queens, but that don't mean that they supposed to be.
Damn, I never thought about that one.
You know what I mean?
I thought Dairy Queen, but I was getting nastier with it. I said Dairy Queen Taco Bell, bro. I was about to get freaky with it. I was about to get, like, some, like, churro ice cream type shit, like a churro blizzard. Like, you get, like, Dairy Queen's hot food you get rid of that.
Okay, yeah, toss that out. Yeah,
they don't
I'm not using
them,
Dairy
them stoves
for
can go to Taco Bell. Yeah. Like they keep all them stoves. Yeah. So we get into Taco Bell out. But imagine like, yeah, you get the like desserts. A late night cheesy gordita crunch, but you can also get like a little ice cream sandwich with it.
You want a Baja Blast float.
Woo, Baja Blast Sunday. Yeah. They going crazy, bro. Whoa. Late night, open till 4. Still open, bro.
Baja Blast float.
You drunk, you getting that, bro.
Baja Blast float.
Strawberry shortcake, Mountain Dew flavor. You getting that.
Come
bro.
On.
You getting it.
Come
bro.
On.
You're crazy. Getting it. Come on. For $2?
$2.
You getting it, bro. Get a nice sweet treat, Taco Bell. Get you a little like sundae with a little tahini on it. You like that.
That shit get
you like that.
That's nasty, bro.
That's now your stomach cooked.
Done.
Done.
No, you really don't need their hot food.
No
the
way.
Chili dogs. The hot, like.
I respect Dairy King for trying, but I never understood why they do that.
They like, said, bro, we got a foot long hot dog if you want it. I said,
what the
I don't
hell,
want
bro.
The normal.
It's kids, bro.
I only
it's
get their food on DoorDash because like I feel guilty only ordering a vanilla shake.
It takes too long.
I wasted time for a DoorDash driver.
Yeah, you get the chicken tenders, you're like,
in my mind, Dairy Queen food is pool food, if that makes sense.
That makes sense.
It's like the food. Concession stand. Yeah, it's concession stand food, yeah.
Little League baseball food.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, yeah.
Aren't
like
they kind of built like that, too? Like,
yeah.
They not, like, they're not high. I never see a big Dairy Queen
Yeah,
before,
no, you walk up to them.
And the floors look like a bathroom.
Yeah. Hey, you silly.
Real slippery.
Real slippery. You silly.
But they're little like squares. They look like the bathroom.
Any appendage touches that floor, I got to burn it off.
But the seating, remember the old school Taco Bells? So like the seating, they both had the same kind of seating.
No, there's an aesthetic vibe to it. Like you walk up to a counter, it'd be cool. You walk up to that little counter, you get a couple tacos, keep moving. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's a nice afternoon.
Yeah,
that's all I needed was a couple churros, bro.
Yeah,
but then you also get something sweet.
Yeah,
yeah. But yeah, all that them hot dog, chili dogs.
Yeah, I think Dairy Queen should get rid of the food and add more like cookies and savory like ooh,
savory
stuff like
treats.
That, they don't probably have that many treats.
But like for them to keep it, I mean, someone's running that.
Oh, this niggas eating it, bro. Yeah. It's definitely though Dairy Queen in Westerville. Niggas eat that hot food.
Oh yeah,
bro. I've seen it, bro. Niggas eat that hot food. Niggas eat that hot food from out there, bro. Even as a kid, it'd be like, you go to Dairy Queen, I'm like, oh, let me get a Blizzard. I'm about to get this fucking strawberry cheesecake Blizzard. That's my shit.
Yeah.
This nigga in front of me talking about, can I get two chili dogs and chili order fries? I'm like,
they good. Their hot dogs are good, bro.
I'm not saying they're not good. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, I didn't know niggas was ordering. I'm just being like, I didn't know it was an option, bro. Niggas getting hot food.
You can't order out loud. Like, if we go and say, I'm going to go get a Blizzard by yourself, two chili dogs.
Chicken to the basket.
Cheese curds.
Something about calling
it a basket. It took me, it's crazy because I think this year's the first time I had their basket. Little chicken
it's
basket
good.
For the first time ever.
Pretty good.
Yeah. It was cool.
No, it's fine.
It's cool.
I don't know why they do it, but they do it.
Yeah, you is.
Yeah, it's like
chili dog be straight, bro.
Yeah.
When you got the proper cheese to chili to dog ratio, like if it's too much chili, it's annoying.
Crazy,
yeah. Annoying, too annoying.
And also, bun, don't want no beans in the chili.
Yeah, but like if
you don't like beans in your chili,
I like beans in my normal chili.
I was gonna say
my dog
chili dog chili and chili chili.
I don't know the difference.
Coney dog. If y'all know Coney dog chili,
that's good to know. I didn't know. I thought beans were all in all chili.
Nah, Coney sauce is different.
So the places that actually you see them ladle and there's beans in it, I'm like, y'all didn't know what y'all was doing. Y'all just trying to mix shit.
This chili beans.
Yeah. Chili beans.
I like them both ways though.
No, silly beans.
I love chili with the beans in it. But then they'll do that. Then they put like the cheese sauce on it. I'm like, y'all weren't prepared.
Yeah, this is not what I came for.
This is not what I
want. The Coney sauce. I want the shreds of cheddar.
Yeah. But make it nicely finely.
Yeah, Coney sauce is more like, it's more like taco meat with like juice. And you just want to like, you want just enough to give you the taste, but you don't want to like sliding off.
Just a side note, this has nothing to do with Coney Island.
Yeah.
Does it? Is that why
I
was
think it
was named
that? Comes from
don't
there.
Know. The dogs might come from there.
Okay.
Coney I think the sauce comes from there.
Yeah, the sauce.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's where they do the Nathan's hot dog.
But there's like,
oh,
there's like
that makes sense.
That's Coney Island.
But yeah. There's Coney Islands everywhere. Like there's Coney Islands in Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit got some so like, Coney dogs.
And Detroit got good Coney dogs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
So it's like.
You say we on Coney Island.
I'm in the mitten.
I'm in the mitten. I'm right here in the mitten.
Ask some motherfucker from Michigan to describe the state.
They'll
do this to you.
Said, where you
and
at?
Then they'll point to where it at.
I'm lower.
Like a mitt.
I'm lower. It's the murder mitten.
Part of the UP. They call it the Upper Peninsula.
Upper Peninsula.
If you say, if you're talking about, they don't even consider that. If you're talking about the Upper Peninsula, itself. You need to address that specifically.
Yeah, that's UP. About,
I'm from the UP.
That's where they be not skiing, but like going like.
Yeah, that's basically Minnesota.
Yeah, it's
that water
spot up there.
Yeah,
it's like between the lake and then it's like
too
attached park. That's how funny Michigan is. It's like they got a whole nother park.
Yeah,
but it's got a whole other.
Don't people go to the beach up there in the
top,
summer?
There's like, it's really
but
pretty.
But it's low key also how weak Canada is, where it's like on the map, Canada should be like, this is ours. They said nah, it's ours.
Exactly. Or like Minnesota should claim it. Somebody else,
somebody.
Minnesota mad weak for being like, yeah, I guess you can have this part that's attached to us. They say, yeah, that's right, nigga. We gonna keep that shit.
It don't make sense, really. They said that's ours.
It's the upper part. Yeah, I said, but it's more connected to us.
That's too much water up there, bro. That's mad.
That's when you realize water massive, bro.
It's too much. Bro, when you realize the body comes, shit's great, bro. like little oceans.
When we was in Toronto and we was at that beach party on Sunday,
I didn't like that.
And you looked out and you after saw a while, the I water like and between, yeah, edge, bro. Between us and the water was a city, the city across the water. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, there's like, nothing. There's nothing in between us.
If the water decides it wants to do what it wants to do, we are separating from the city.
Right? Yeah. Yeah,
like if the water's like rise up.
You ever heard of the wreck of Edmund Fitzgerald? This is okay.
Why you laugh?
Oh, I was naming the wrong state. I meant to say Wisconsin.
Why can't he say it like
so? I thought it was Minnesota too. He's playing the record of Edmund Fitzgerald, because you have to say it all together. It's the record of Edmund Fitzgerald.
It's like it's long. Like I thought it was going to end.
It's a song.
End.
It's a song. The song is called the record of Edmund Fitzgerald, but it's about it's about this boat, Edmund Fitzgerald, that got lost on one of the Great Lakes. Like they just lost that shit. Like it was just like
that's
this,
annoying.
And they never found it. Like,
they find the
it was like a big ass steam shit. They just lost. I think it was made in Lake Michigan. They just lost
every
that shit
time
up there,
they
bro.
Explain. They have to say the whole thing.
The wreck of Edmund Fitzgerald. Bro. It's
like someone's name.
Like, yeah, Edmund Fitzgerald is the name of the boat. But like, it's a song about that's, how they lost that boat. They just can't find that shit. That's how big that lake is. They lost a boat up there.
Damn, bro.
We can see all the sides of that shit. And they said, "Where it's at?" I said, "Shit, I don't know." I said, "We've been around the whole thing." I said, "I know. It's not here no more."
That's
here,
bro.
What about y'all? What y'all pick?
See, mine, they're kind of similar, but I was going to try and freak it with Chipotle and Panda Express.
No, that's good.
That's good. Yeah,
that's very good.
Because like the thought
that's
is
very
like,
good.
Like no, Panda, like even if it's not the Chipotle stuff, being able to add more stuff on top of your Panda, want, maybe some like some
General Tso's burrito.
I see opposite.
I'm going to get General Tso's burrito.
I feel like I was going to put I feel like Chipotle is the base and I get all this
Chinese Chipotle
from
in it, so it's so it's that's the base. But like, I don't want to put like the hot sauce on there. But if I can have some other things that go with the Asian inspired,
if I can get this orange chicken on top of this Chipotle rice,
that's what I'm saying.
And
that's
I put some. They have a spicy mayo on there. Yeah, like
I'm not with it. I need a burrito.
But putting in a burrito, I feel like I would need them to press the burrito though. So it's like hot, like on the outside. Mm-hmm. But if you put some orange chicken in there, maybe
rice, some
orange
chicken,
some
fajitas,
some chow mein.
Yeah, I'm good. I mean, right, bro.
Hey, that's awesome, bro.
And chips is awesome.
Yeah. You doing something right there, bro.
That's the nasty one.
That's crazy,
that's
bro.
That's the nasty one right
that's
there.
That's too powerful. Yeah. Only issue with that is that niggas be in there too much.
No, only issue is
niggas, I already be in Chipotle
niggas
myself.
All day.
Niggas don't want two bowls.
Yeah, I want
an
Asian-inspired bowl.
Yeah, and I want an Asian-inspired bowl, bro.
Or you're at least going to get a you're going to get two flavors.
Niggas getting like carnitas on lo mein. Like niggas getting crazy in there, bro.
I didn't think about that. That fajita steak on the lo mein.
Go the other way with it, bro.
He said, let me get the barbacoa.
The low main,
and
gotta,
the low main,
and you
in a burrito.
Think too, that Panda Express's game is about to be raised because, like, the way Chipotle tries to compete, like, it's they trying to always be
quick.
Fresh.
Yeah, they're pushing it up.
Yeah,
bro.
So it's only Panda's
like
only gonna get better.
Panda Express is good, but I'd be forgetting about it.
Yeah,
but I never forget.
That's
about
it's small food.
Yeah,
that's what it always was.
Bibimbap and Fusion is trying to get that Panda Express market, but if Panda Express link up with Chipotle, they get it back.
They get it.
They'll get back to fast food Chinese quick. Cause like I feel like they have lost a bit of their grip as malls have went away. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like the youth don't fuck with Panda Express
like
we do.
People don't pull up to the actual restaurants like we would.
I don't even. It's like I don't even.
I think
know.
They're very like watered down now.
Yeah,
like you could throw it in some.
It's a shopping center.
Some
restaurant.
Shopping center or like.
Yep.
You could just throw it in a random
malls
like,
used to go crazy,
and they don't got no marketing.
Outdoor like mall type shit. You know,
like
you throw it. You could throw it on a campus.
Yeah.
Just cause like you can put it in between we have a Walgreens and a
CVS.
Target. Let's put a Panda Express right in between. Mm-hmm. Like,
but I don't think people pull up to it. Like in the mall, it's like, what else do I have? Sbarro, Panda Express.
They lost that. Especially with DoorDash, they lost that.
And that's why they be trying to make it so like colorful. Like we're gonna paint the building purple, then they'll pull up. It's like that's not how it works.
Panda Express be good though.
It do.
Damn, that's a good idea.
That's mine.
What about y'all?
Let's go. Can I be generic?
Yeah.
Okay.
So like
you said, Cap'n D's.
No,
okay, all right.
Oh no, I could start one.
He said, starting crazy.
Let's do like Donato's and Roosters.
Ooh, wings and pizza, too powerful.
But the best pizza, and actually, the best wings.
But you know what's crazy is that it would work with Donato's because they kind of they don't really have a lot of like branches stuff.
Yeah, I went Donato's because it's a local thing. But any pizza shop and a good wing stop or shop, because
most pizza spots don't do good wings really.
Yeah,
pizza shops with wings are. Trash.
The wings are trash, bro.
Trash every time.
Every time. I feel like in my mind, it would have to be Roosters now serving Donato's.
Yes.
Like it has to go that way. It can't be Donato's now serving Roosters.
It won't hit.
Don't manage to
serve a few of the Donato's pizza.
Because Donato's already messed up on their chicken. And then Roosters going to be like, look, we see what you did over there.
And Roosters pizza is not top tier.
We can.
Because also, I feel like, and this is unfortunately, this is Roosters, and if you're not from Columbus, you don't know this, but like Roosters crowds can't be in Donato's.
No.
But you can bring Donato's into Roosters. Because Roosters niggas fight too much. Yeah, you can't just bring them everywhere.
Can't.
And so they gotta stay in Roosters.
They both got, like you said, they got the quality, they're gonna work hard. Every piece matters.
They both have good fan bases.
It's a market there of like, hey, imagine you go to Roosters and hey, you know what? We actually now serve Donato's pizza.
Yep. Oh, that is amazing.
You'd be like, what? Let me see that. You would want to see that part of the menu now.
Yeah, because I'm saying, when I tell you Roosters pizza is trash,
garbage.
I didn't even know that.
Bro, because the crust on it is like real thick.
Yeah.
So like all you taste is, but it's not good crust.
They get mad at you for asking, probably.
I've never ordered one. They don't want you to ask. They said all this, like, we got chicken wraps, chicken sandwiches. No, like chicken. We got chicken.
But a big don with boneless wings or something?
Yeah. Bro, or just like Founders Favorite, a little teriyaki drizzle?
Yeah.
A little Caribbean jerk drizzle on
it? You could freak it.
Freak that shit.
Because they got the sauces too. The sauce is now on Donato.
Because they also have that hot chicken. With buffalo the pickles sauce and stuff on it, but you put real buffalo
or real Roosters chicken on a Donato's pizza.
Talk to me, bro.
Hey, that's crazy.
Donato's
is losing money. The fact they haven't done that is a loss. They losing money every day.
Think about on a Sunday where it's like we got the pizza and the wings. Because some places, like, I'm just going to pick what I'm going to get.
Yeah.
Right. On this route. But I will be like, no, I need some of both.
Yeah. Some of both.
So, like, every time you're running up a check on everybody.
Yeah, bro.
The waitresses are eating.
College football season, lockdown.
Lockdown.
You locked down every business. Wings over, going out of business now.
Yeah. You would need them.
It's quiet. Because I feel like Roosters does need, like, the bump. Like, Donato's is a little bit higher.
Yep.
So it needs, like, the cachet of, like, oh, yeah, Donato's is, like, a quality brand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I can get Donato's and trust it. Whereas Roosters is still a little gutter.
It's a little bit.
Yep. And so I think if they get Donato's, like, family friendly, like that white lady being like, come get Roosters. I feel like their whole market, like, every college football season, every party.
Bro, I'm telling you.
One box, you get Donato's pizza and Roosters wings and one big
If they freak something, $25, you get a large pepperoni.
Catering special
from August to February, bro.
Print money.
Money.
Y'all been closed for 2 months after
print
that.
Money, bro.
Y'all could
March Madness right now, they'd be going dumb.
Crazy.
Yesterday they would have done $1 billion business in one day. Billions
crazy.
Dollars.
It would have been crazy.
He
said for every pick of your parlay, that's one boneless wing.
Pick your parlay pepperoni.
God damn.
Pick your parlay pepperoni.
It's over, bro. They going dumb, bro.
Telling y'all, man, there's something there.
It's a lemon pepper, pick your parlay pepperoni.
Freak type shit, you know.
Yeah, but that's crazy. They haven't done that.
Yeah,
like, it's kind of like
OD.
Kind of embarrassing.
It's too powerful.
Yeah, it's too, Columbus isn't ready.
Niggas gonna be too full.
Yeah, I feel like
but
that's
every time. Bro, no, I shouldn't add all that pizza and wings.
Yeah, bro. That's
hurting.
You hurt
to add like all that pizza and wings.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I shouldn't eat all that pizza. I shouldn't have had all that pizza and wings. The big dog.
I feel like in the Columbus Illuminati, like with them new businesses coming, they're like, not yet. They're like, we gotta wait till IBM get here before we unveil that. Because if we let niggas get that greedy before like Google get here, they'll never go to work. Like, they'll never do nothing.
Bro,
like Midwest getting big.
I know you got something.
So mine is strictly.
I know.
Gonna sound like
strictly business.
Mine is strictly business and is done evil, evilly. This is not a healthy solution here.
Okay.
This is a strictly thing where I'm looking at the businesses strictly of Burger King. I'm tired of going through the drive-thru and no one being there.
Okay, fair. Fair. No,
I've had this experience too much.
No, Burger King has the highest variance, bro. Yeah,
the one on Fifth,
looking at you like,
nah. Okay, there's one worse. The one on Cassidy is probably the worst one.
Bro,
don't be on Cassidy.
When you talk about quality service, you can't talk about shit out east. That's not fair. Obviously,
the one on Cassidy
and Bryce is always worse. I don't care what it is.
I'm talking about the one on Cassidy and Fifth?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Don't go over there.
Oh, by Cleveland?
Yeah. Bro,
oh, yeah.
Cleveland, churches.
No, everything
on the east side.
Everything on the east side is bad.
We went to Outback for birthday last week for like celebrate our birthdays. Had a reservation mad in advance. We don't have it. We have to sit with two booths next to each other. And we already had to wait 20 minutes.
Your mom ain't go for that.
No, my uncle was pissed too.
Yeah, they ain't go for that.
I remember I went to Hibachi Ali's.
Like, well, you guys can wait.
You want to see a middle-aged to older
black person black go crazy?
Yeah, bro.
On a Sunday when you have a reservation?
This is a little cold.
Don't pick up a reservation.
Yeah.
And also, don't bring out the food quality.
And don't, because if something happens, as soon as they start asking those questions, so what you're saying is, as soon as them questions that you know the answer to start coming,
As soon as you said, ma'am, we're out of that, and there was a dead silence, and then, you fucked up, bro.
You fucked up, bro.
You fucked up, bro.
He said, don't be a Loretta.
And I remember as a kid, even as a kid, being like, Oh yeah, he fucked up. I was saying, yeah, he about to get
it. You ever try to stop your mom and say, "Mom, just chill, just chill."
It's cool, yeah, it's cool.
Just I got my mac and cheese.
I just don't understand how we could come to Arby's and they don't have roast beef.
So this is getting taken off the bill, right?
Yeah. So or like, or my mom would take a bite that this is bad. My dad would be like, "This is bad," and
give it back.
Put the plate up in the air, but you're taking it. Not even ask. You'd be like, "No, this cool."
Yeah, that's cool.
And just hands it, but you're taking it back.
Yeah,
like you fixing it. Not even no instructions. Just like, this is cool.
There you go. It's cool.
She leaves to do that too.
Yeah. No, I remember I went to Hibachi Out East. They ain't didn't have the shit. They was like, we don't have eggs. I'm like,
what?
It was like, I'm close.
So we ran out of yum yum sauce. So if you brought your own,
no, they did.
No, they didn't.
They did. They was double ginger. They was just out of shit. They was just like, we're in clothes.
He said, "Sorry, we don't have any shrimp anymore." So
yeah, they didn't have tofu. You knew that though. I knew that one. Yeah, I even like guessed that. I knew that though.
So but I'm placing the Burger King. We're getting rid of all the branches. I'm placing that Burger King mascot, putting that on White Castle's in the center middle. That's where he lives now. That's where he lives.
King is in the castle.
King is in the castle. Now, as far as the products that they're going to be selling, it's going to be nasty in there.
Of course.
We're not getting rid of nothing.
White Castle breakfast sandwich.
We're not getting rid of nothing.
He said, just
yeah,
bigger.
Except. Probably Burger King's breakfast is gonna go.
Yeah,
and White Castle fries is gonna go.
Yeah,
don't do that. Yeah, that's a croissant wish. Don't do that to my baby.
Yeah, that is a good. It's a good deal. Wish. I know.
No one else is doing the croissant justice like Burger King. It's like, okay.
Bro, that's why I was like,
just the croissant itself.
Yeah, just the croissant wish, bro. Like, you can put.
But that means
I don't care.
White Castle can get rid of that waffle sandwich that they have. Get rid of that.
Yeah, I see what you're going for.
I see the vision
because them little waffles do be good, but it was too much. The science is not there yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
The king in the castle.
King of the castle, man. I'm keeping that 24 hours. Yeah. That's a 24 hour thing. Like, that is.
Bro, I woke up out of the middle of the night, couldn't get back to sleep. And I had ordered DoorDash. Yeah. And so I, like, you know, I was like, oh, I'm rich your order. So I went to do it. And I look and I do it. Only restaurant open is White Castle. I'm like, these niggas never close, bro.
They never close.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Why are y'all open, bro? Who is ordering White Castle right now?
It's a 10 slide.
You can't sleep in a castle, bro.
Can't sleep. But niggas ordering DoorDash and from White Castle at 4 o'clock. So you got to reevaluate what's going on, bro.
Your stomach is promising.
Until it gets there, you take that first bite, you say, I knew what I was doing.
You knew right move.
It was good.
It's a good move, brother.
All right. So we're going to be moving on to spies here, bro.
Yeah.
If you had to be a spy, what would you be best at? So we're talking about skill sets.
Trip.
Like, even like, what's your number one thing you think you would be like if you're a spy? What you known for?
Bipartisanship.
Ooh.
I'm really changing political history.
Historical events.
I'm really changing.
Yeah, like, I'm here to make sure that this vote gets through. I'm here to make sure people who aren't supposed to end up at the Senate or at the House are just a little bit late.
That's hard.
I'm here to make sure papers get lost, that files are lost.
Except people don't show up.
People just don't show up. I don't really want to do killing.
Yeah, no, you see, they late. Like you said, I caused an accident, so he didn't show up to this vote. So
or like,
vote.
You spill your coffee. I'm the reason that a kid, I don't want to say kid, like, somebody, a pedestrian, walked out to the street randomly.
Yeah. No, I know exactly what you're saying.
I want shit like that to happen that cause you to be late or to cause a vote to go to swing one way or the other. Mm-hmm. The president to swing a vote one way or the other. I feel like it's hard to get to the president. That's why, like, I'd rather take out the delegates.
Yeah.
And people who I can get to. You can touch a Senate member.
Yeah, you find a weak spot in the infrastructure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This the nigga. This senator right here. This nigga got a porn addiction.
Yeah.
I'm going to press on this nigga.
Yeah.
She going to vote for shot.
Let's press it. Let's send out a
blackmail this nigga.
Email. Like, bro, shit like that.
Yeah. I see exactly what you say. Yeah. I feel like it's niggas that do that. Like, that's niggas' job where it's like, it's like, I'm not an assassin.
Yeah, no.
But I'll fuck your life up, bro.
Go to that route.
We could take a turn for you to get there.
I'd rather not go
there. I'd rather just fuck your life up and threaten you. You just say what I do, what I say.
Yeah. You know, orders getting mixed up. Wrong mail went to the wrong house. You know, shit like that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Secret spy shit like that.
Yeah,
you know,
what I'm talking about. I like that. Mine's kind of similar to that. And I don't know if it's necessarily spy shit, but like, I like being a nigga who can get shit places.
Yeah.
Like, we need, we need, 10 laptops, 4 Humvees, a bit drill, and then some blackout gear. So, I got you.
Yeah.
12
real
hours.
Illegal shit.
Yeah, real legal black market shit. If you need some shit somewhere, I get it. Like shipping, you need some shit from the Maldives, I get that, bro. Oh, you need some diamonds from Sierra Leone, I get that for you.
Yeah.
At a cost.
Yeah.
It ain't free.
No, none free. There's a cost.
But I'm also like that nigga who's like, I don't pick sides. I get shit for everybody. I'm just bro. Mm-hmm. I got certain rules I follow where I don't discuss other niggas' businesses and shit. But like, you step to me when you need some shit, you step to me.
Yeah.
I make
everybody
shit.
Everybody go
shake.
Through you.
Or you know, or like you be like, oh yeah, we don't do no import export out of the whole Eastern Seaboard that chain don't know about. Be shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. if you want some shit in and out of America, mm-hmm. you need to talk to me first.
Yeah.
Mm, I That's like
hard.
That.
My docs.
Yeah.
Bro, cause like
my shit.
I was in Jersey and they got that whole, well, Newark specifically.
Yeah.
Specifically. It's a word that niggas mess up it's on a regular.
I don't say it for that reason.
They got a whole port.
Yeah. A whole shit in New York. All that shit's ports.
Bro.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
you don't think about it being on the coast, but yeah, a lot of that's how they got popping.
I'm like, this is crazy. I would love to work on a port. This is just a side note.
You feel like you have power. I feel like you really control what's coming in. You know shit, bro.
Yeah, yeah. I would love to work on
that's
a port.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Ships are on the water, aren't they? Mm-hmm. That shit scared me.
And it's like, no, it's not. Yeah, because the boats have to get there, but
the whole thing is bigger than just that coast. Yeah. And it's like, you don't think about it, but most shit that we send like to countries is over the water.
Yeah.
Like, we don't fly shit places. Like, most shit is on a boat.
Yeah,
like, anything you getting from overseas is probably coming on a boat.
Yeah.
So that nigga who run that dock know that shit. That's why it's so corrupt.
Yeah.
Cause like, you gotta be
I need an ounce of a little bit more money than I'm making and I could be influenced.
That's all I'm saying, bro. I could be bought.
Yeah. Besides, you know, obviously, you know.
No, human trafficking and shit like that. Yeah. But you want some fly cars?
I can, who don't want fly cars? Who you wearing, bro?
Yeah, okay. You didn't pay every single import tax on that Monet.
Mm-hmm. Why you showed it to me? I'll get it through.
I get it through.
That's cool.
Yeah, I feel like that'd be cool shit.
Because it's at that point, it's like, okay.
It's just like, I just feel like with that, it's like you have power to, like you said, power to influence shit. Where you just look back and be like, this is happening because of me.
Yeah.
And you niggas not doing no backdoor shit without me.
Yeah.
And if you do,
I'm
just praying to God you don't.
This would be a real be a real shame if everyone back home didn't get no clean water for the next 6 months.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It would be real bad if you cross me. And a whole country of Georgia just didn't have electricity.
Yeah.
That'd be bad, bro. That'd be the type of nigga I'd never come out and threaten you. I would just say shit hypothetically that would not be good.
Yeah.
I'd be like, damn, like, you know, I really do need that package by Monday. And if I don't, it'd be a shame if that school your daughter was at Cal Fire.
Yeah, or like, your daughter just don't get accepted into Stanford.
Maybe a shame if that scholarship she had dried up. And where did that come from again?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was random. It was random, wasn't it? And it'd be a shame if it went away just as fast.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like that. I'd be so deep in your life, you wouldn't even know it.
You know.
Like, very entangled.
Like that home loan you got.
Yeah.
That's me. That's me for you. I've been playing this all week, bro. Yeah. I've been trying to get to you all week. So by the time you step to me, I already got you set up. Because I don't like niggas getting over me. And that's another thing, too, about me. I learned this stuff at work. I hold grudges, too.
Got you, bro.
I ain't letting shit go.
Nah, bro.
You cross me once, it's over forever, bro.
Especially if this is your job, you're gonna be like, oh, I'm more likely gonna hold grudges.
I like holding grudges. It's fun. Cause like, I know you're gonna need me.
Yeah, you are, cause I'm that nigga. That's you snuck what and where?
Yeah. Okay.
Interesting.
We'll hold this for right now.
Yeah, right now.
This is fun.
It might not be today, might not be this year.
Yeah.
But day will come.
I'm still plot.
And when you least expect it, I'll be here.
Yeah.
What about you, Ryan?
I hate that this is my answer, but like, I really wanna be undercover. But,
that's cool.
Like, yeah.
Undercover's cool. What you mean?
Because I know I'm not good at it.
It's practice. You take practice and get good at it, though.
But I would love to be undercover, but like, just be like, kind of like in this, if we're all working as a team, you're like, all right, I'm with you at this dance, or like kind of dancing with the, just to get to whoever I'm getting to. I'm not harming anybody, but I'm like, I'm just here just getting information so that we know how to run the real mission.
Yeah.
So I'm just like in here undercover. Maybe I'm hanging out with some people. Acting, being different characters.
But you could do that, though, because people like you.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a big part of being undercover is being able to, like, ingratiate yourself with different groups of people. And you can do that. So you might not be able to be like, oh, I'm this scientist or whatever. But you could be like, yeah, Ryan, we got to go to this gala. You got to meet this person and get them to take you upstairs.
Yeah.
You could do that. Yeah. Like, I think you could, if you, like, had that plan.
Yeah, that was the plan.
You could, like, plot it out. And I think that, and that's cool. Yeah, they're upstairs in the stairway. Come on, they're in the stairway.
Yeah,
going left. The rooster is hot. The rooster is hot. I repeat, go. That shit would be cool.
For some reason, I feel like you good at dancing.
You have to be.
Yeah.
If you undercover, you have to have skills. You have to be charming. You have to have. It's like James Bond shit. Mm-hmm. If you want to do undercover shit, you have to be good at gambling.
You're good at gambling. Yeah. You're good at.
You got to be a good. Like,
I just don't want
you know wrong
like,
pairings.
You know random facts about shit.
Like, art. We used drinks. To like. I think when we were younger, people used to debate like Jackie Chan and then what's his name?
Bruce Lee.
Yeah, and who was and everyone's like, Jackie Chan plays too much. Where I'm like, unfortunately, that would have to be me because, like, I don't think my like skills would be sharp, but like, I'm getting out. We're getting the mission.
But that's fine. Yeah, you need that. Because like in real life, people are silly. Everybody's not James Bond.
Yeah.
Side note, I found out this week, you know why he likes it? Shaken, not stirred?
Yeah.
Well, you do. Don't tell him. Do you guys know?
Shaken, not stirred?
The why he likes the martinis like that? Because it makes him weaker. So he's not drunk.
Oh, word.
So wait. Because like when you
stir it's the air thing?
Because the ice melts a little bit when you shake
it. Because it chips off and shit. So it waters down his drink. Oh. So he's doing spy shake. He don't want to be drunk. So he's trying
to smart.
So he says, shake it. So I'm like, I'm less drunk.
But he's still drinking.
But he's still drinking. Like
so he blends in.
Yeah.
Player shit. You are a real spy.
That's what I'm saying. But that's not what you have to do, though. You have to be like, oh, I can't drink as much, but I have to pretend.
So he's like, Ron, you taking too many shots. I'm like,
but he in there going dumb. I'm like,
he's like, what about the mission?
Right? His earpiece. Fuck the mission.
Fuck the mission, bro.
His earpiece fell out. He's like, Ryan, Ryan.
He's like, I'm good, bro.
I was like, I gotta get the stomach. My stomach hurting. He said, bro, like,
I said, bro.
He was eating the wings.
Nigga said, I thought you said, you get espresso martini. I said, no. I said regular martini. He said, bro, I've been drinking espresso martini. My stomach fucked up. I said, God damn it. But no, I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
What about you? Some spy shit.
I feel like my like skill would be obtaining information because I'd be talking to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel it'd be like I'll be sitting at the bar and it's just like casually joking around, but I'm like gradually just getting all this information.
You had a target. You had a mark.
I have a target and I happen to be like, oh yeah, and I just start talking about. But I'm able to extract a lot of information in a very low key manner, which like allows the mission to go on because I needed this information. Like whatever it is.
This lady's a secretary at the bank. We need you to get her passcode and like talk to her, figure out what's here so we can figure out her password.
Exactly.
She didn't like her where she's from, her mama name, her last maiden last name, and you guys putting all together getting the password.
Yep. And I feel like the way that I would have to like not even stalk, but it would have to be like way back, just because I feel like I'm recognizable.
Yeah.
Like so, if I'm just like all up in the mix, like I don't feel like I'm just gonna blend
in. Darius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
I said, okay, Darius, what's up, bro? He's like,
I'm on a mission.
Mission, nigga.
He said, what you doing in here, man? You still doing that spy shit?
Hey, bro. He said, you still doing that spy shit, bro?
Bro, you gotta kill him. Bro,
like Mr. and Mrs. Smith, he said, hey, bro, you saw that spot?
He's stupid. He talking about spy kids.
I have somebody else having to get him. Like, I hope I got some muscles.
He said, he's stupid. We talking about spy kids.
That's when he's a Shaq. We got a problem. He said, no problem.
No problem. So,
bro, he's up, just hood
that. Shaq just hood that nigga, bro. He said, prompts off.
Yeah. Thrown in the back of the
Shaq, I got a problem for you.
I said, go home to your family.
I said, Shaq, that wasn't the maneuver. He said, now we ain't teach you that in spy school. We ain't teach you
go
that.
Go home to your family.
Yeah. So I feel like the way I would have to stalk it would be like, you know, watching their routine, but I'm like sitting in a car. Like, so I know all her routine, everything she's doing. And I happen to just go to the bar that she regulars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just start bullshitting around. But by the end of it, I'm able to extract the information. Or I'm able to like pick in her pocket and get the
Darius is leaving. Darius is leaving. He's like,
you're under surveillance. By the way, he's like, you're under surveillance. It would be some shit. It would be like, Brandon, he's been watching her for weeks, randomly at the bar. I mean, at the coffee shop, where he's like, can I get it? They say espresso latte with coconut milk. He's like, oh my God, you like the espresso latte with coconut milk? She's like, I never see you in here. I'm Darius. What's your name? Got her.
And then if things start going a certain way, I can just almost give false information. Like, listen, I think people are following you, but like, I work with.
So you've been marketing her for weeks over. Oh, you build her trust, and then it come out 2 weeks later. This nigga didn't work at her job. He was talking about I work in accounting at the bank. You never see me. No. Oh, you must just be on your floor. Okay. He said, isn't Brian crazy? He's just making up niggas. Mm-hmm. He said, I don't know Brian. You don't know Brian.
Making it all up.
She think he a real coworker. She done give him the password to the IT. He said, I lost my badge. Thank you. Thank you, dear. She said she had work the next day. She talking about that Darius guy in finance is so nice. He said, what?
Oh, Darius guy in finance.
He said, you know, he's just the young black guy's.
If you're just surprised, jokes.
The Rose. Yeah. See, they pull up the directory. Yeah. There ain't nobody. Like,
no Darius, no D names in finance.
Yeah. She said, well, then who did I?
He got gone.
He on the chopper.
Yeah, right. On the chopper in the suit.
He got that fake work badge. Throw it off. Got her, dumbass.
Take the mustache off.
He said,
"Hey, the mustache." Yeah. He said, "I didn't need it.
It
was just my face with a mustache.
It was just fun. That was the thing before the mission. There's like, I think I'm gonna do the mustache this time. He said, bro, there's no need for the fucking mustache.
She's never seen you. It's like, yeah, but like,
I just want to do it. He's gonna do this fucking mustache. Yeah, bro, what the fuck is up with this mustache?
You're gonna handle more mustache.
He's like, all sideways. He's like, what's wrong with your lips?
See how that mustache work chaining? I said, bro, that wasn't a key factor. It didn't matter.
Coming back, y'all saw that mustache, right?
Said, bro, that's funny.
That was fun though. Yeah. I feel like spy shit like that, especially I was watching that Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Like, actually, it's like when you think about it more like real life, it is kind of like fun. Yeah, like it's like it's scary when it's like, oh, a nigga might die behind it, but it's like it is cool to be like, I gotta be somebody else and get this shit someplace else or get this out of somebody. It's like, oh,
I mean, we kind of do it, especially if like some like big news happens like to one of our friends, and like it's like on social media, you trying to like, sorry, I'm gonna go to this picture, I'm gonna go to tag photos. I'm like, oh, you're talking about her. Out,
oh, yeah,
he said that makes sense. That should be fun to me. I'd be like, oh, okay.
Honestly, I don't need to say connected to dots. Yeah,
I low key feel like, you know, it would be tough, but I feel like especially like on a day out or something. We could like do something similar, like, okay, you gotta like find somebody in here and like get like some piece of information, like we're like just something stupid. If I find out where they're from, get them to buy you a drink or something. Like that, I feel like it'll be tough, but it's like, man, are you past the
bridge? No, I see what you mean. It's almost like, you know how girls, they do their list with like, we would just do a list of things.
Like, you talking to some guy at the bar, like, you take your shots, hey, buddy, don't even worry, I got you. And it's like, say $20.
He said, find a dude in them Panda Dunks. He said, tell him.
He gonna find, that's funny.
Yeah, it's easy.
Find them. You're bumming one. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I do the opposite sometimes where it's like, I'll go to a bar, we'll be out, I just make up a whole character.
Yeah.
Like, I'll make up a whole name, backstory, where I'm from, and just be somebody else. Mm-hmm. Especially if we travel and it's like, I'm not
being somebody's skin.
Yeah, it's just funny.
Then you start, that's when you notice for real, that's when you figure out very fast if people are annoying. When you make, when you, in your head, you made something up, and then they start like, oh, let me get your information, Damani. You're like, bro.
Like, chill out.
He said this character wasn't even that thought out.
No,
you love him.
Yeah.
You also realize like how easy it could be to be a spy, because it's like, yeah, you just believe people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When they tell you something,
but I realize you say things with confidence.
Why would I not believe you?
Exactly. Why would I not?
Yeah. And that's the thing.
If I just tell you I'm from Texas, you just don't believe me.
Like if someone was sitting next to you at like, if you were somewhere, I think we initially pick up on, why are you talking to me? But then after a while, once we get past that filter, we're like, okay, it's normal.
Yeah.
But when people initially come up to me, I'm like,
I want to know your angle.
So are you talking?
And my day to day, most people don't talk to me. So what's going on?
What you need?
What do you want from me?
But then as soon as you lower their, like,
you lower it down, I'm like, oh, you got me.
And I think, again, like when you say stuff with confidence, people believe it. It's like, oh, from Texas. Oh, what part of Texas? Like, oh, it's Mill Run. It's a real small town. They don't, they've never heard, they're not going to question.
Why are you on my head about this, man? If you knew your ex was living next to you, what would y'all do? How would y'all handle that situation? You just moved to your new apartment, new condo.
If I found out after the fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like
you already signed the lease. You like
you moving your boxes in, bro. You look down.
You look excited. I know how you get.
You see him come out the door.
And Shaq like, it's not ready. Yeah. He excited though. He getting ready to get
fly ass couch. You see her pop out the door. Oh hey.
While you holding stuff.
Oh man.
Shaq said,
I ain't got no patience for that, bro.
What you mean? You signed a lease. You got 12 months of patience. He said you got 12 months of patience, big dog.
This is my space. Like I don't have patience for her.
Yeah. She your neighbor.
Yeah. So I'm not rekindling anything, because like, I thought
you
know.
She wants some shit though. She's like, oh, you stalking me, nigga? Oh, you stalking me?
You looking good?
You stalking me?
Oh hey.
Yeah, I knew you was following me.
These tattoos, all these.
I knew you couldn't leave this ass alone. Oh, hey, I knew you couldn't.
You're right.
You're right.
Number one. You're right. Yeah.
I can't.
I'm weak.
That's what women want.
That's what women want.
You're stupid.
I'm so stupid and weak and horny. I can't.
That's a bad situation for me, because it's like, what did I do? What did I put in the universe for this to happen, bro?
So I just signed mine too. She ain't even moving out earlier.
Oh yeah, damn.
She just signed.
Timed up.
It's just another pain to go through, bro.
And then you gotta like try and slide to your car.
Yeah.
Every time you leave,
I can't avoid her.
So do you initiate? You won't try and speak, or you?
So I
like,
see you got a new girlfriend.
Who's that girl was over here?
Ain't your concern.
How
man.
Do you explain that to your girlfriend at the time?
She mad at you.
Yeah.
There is.
I didn't know.
You know what's funny? In this is also based off a movie. In the movie, the leasing agent that got the girl the apartment is the dude's girlfriend. But the leasing agent didn't know that was his ex. She never told her.
Yeah.
Oh, so
talk about levels.
So when she see the girl, she see the leasing agent. She's like, oh, you stay here? She's like, yeah, I'll stay with Matt. Matt's my boyfriend. Crazy.
So messy.
So now your new girl and your ex, they know each other.
In the same building.
Same building.
What? And I know they know about each other.
Yeah. I know they know.
He said, hey, at least
I know they know about each other. Mm-hmm. Got two bad bitches in the club.
I think they're trying to set me up.
Maybe I'm paranoid. He said, nah, nobody.
I brought him up the same damn fragrance.
That's crazy, bro.
That's so silly, bro. Two bad bitches in the club.
I know they know about each other.
Yeah, what do you do,
bro? It's tough, bro.
Imagine you don't even see her. Imagine you just see her name on a mailbox.
Yeah.
The trace off. It just say Janet Means. Nah, say,
I think I would try to live my life normal as possible.
I feel like static coming for no reason.
It's gonna be weird. Like the static coming for no reason. It's like I didn't do nothing here.
But you did. In her mind, you did though.
So you knew she wanted to move here. It's like I haven't talked to. I didn't know.
Yeah, girlfriend aside, it's just like she's gonna take the ex will take any opportunity to try to interact with you
for sure.
She won. Yeah.
I feel like,
hey, I know. Can you help me hang this up? Or, hey,
I just don't know anybody else here.
I'm out of this. Or, hey, I'm sorry if I'm too loud. Let me know if my music's too loud.
Do you still have my sweater?
Yeah.
And that's what's hard because, like, anybody who you've been with, you can still, there's still a small chance you will do indulge one more time.
It's never off the menu.
It's never off it.
Once it's on the menu, you can't take it off.
Always fun. You just get home. So I actually made that chicken. You like, I started making that recipe.
Because what's going to happen too, though, especially if you're single, you don't have a girl, she don't catch you weak.
Yes.
She'll come home from the bar one night.
She's going to hear you stumbling up the steps. Open the door.
I heard you. And she has some pajamas look cute. You're like, oh, I just heard you. You just sound like someone's going on. Some porno storyline.
I mean,
I need her to get a boyfriend.
You want to ruin her life?
I just need her to be occupied.
Oh, you need her to not be an option. Signed off the table.
I need her just to be
because a nigga occupado. Like me.
She said he ain't you though.
Especially if she start having like if y'all are living across the hall, like she having parties and stuff, and my dad's jumping over there.
It's lit over here.
I think across the hall, crazy. I think across the hall more crazy than like next door. For some reason,
you can see it.
So you've been getting a lot of DoorDash
because like.
I'm a people guy too.
Traveling straight through.
I'll be looking through the people all
the
time.
You a people, man?
I'll stand sometimes 10 minutes just because.
You a peeper?
I'm a peeper.
I'm a peeper. That boy a peeper.
He's a great peeper. In my old apartment, I would stand there all the time. Like, well, especially if he was working from home, I was like,
I wish we had that home
video. I wish we had a video, bro. That's silly.
He looks crazy.
He looks crazy.
We was locked down, right?
He just wanted some action.
I need some action.
I was standing like this. I was like,
it's crazy because like if you were just looking outside, it wouldn't be as weird. But something about the peephole specifically, it's so because
it feels like your peep. Like it's such a small
the
area.
The name peephole does not do you any favors. Oh, bro.
Yeah, looking out the window, bro. At least it's like, all right, well, you just happen to be outside.
It's like I feel like because I know it's gonna be awkward. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna make the first move to clear the air, but then I'm dubbing it.
To clear your air on what you did. Well, I mean,
even if we're on good terms, I would just want to be like, hey, I'll do some dumb shit. I'll be like, hey, I got you a housewarming gift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
So I just want to clear it there.
Yeah.
And I just leave it at that. And then if I get drunk one night, I feel like you just have to address it up front or the time that you do see it naturally is going to be the most awkward. She brought a nigga back, you brought a girl back, and now your first time seeing each other and it's dumb weird.
Mm-hmm.
And now the girl's like, oh, who's that girl that you were talking to?
You know what's crazy? That girl or guy y'all bring back about to have like the best sex.
That's what I'm saying. It's like the way life worked out, bro.
Yeah.
It was that she's so fire.
I got to pipe this girl down off of Spike.
Because
I saw you brought somebody.
But then that's how the storyline devolves because that girl becomes crazy because you gave it to her too good. Yeah. Now all of a sudden you gotta
get rid of best.
See, I just feel like you fucked me harder because you saw your ex. I'm like,
so you just, I just thought a moment.
You said you winning. What you want? What's up?
He said you winning. What's up?
So what are we now?
You winning. What's up? Like, what's up?
You here?
She not. Over there. Yeah. What you want?
So I just want to know that you were thinking of me.
I bring hoes from time to time.
No, or it's gonna be like you gonna be outside. Like, stop treating me like I'm that nigga Ryan. He said, whoa, sorry. Yeah, that's how I picture you. That's what I'm saying. You look weird.
Like, get back to work. There ain't enough action out there.
There ain't nothing going on. Yeah. I know, right?
They
in their apartments too, bro. Like, they in the same room.
All he heard was like somebody open a door and get home with groceries.
Yeah. Heard a dog.
I'm like, patrolling.
That's it.
If she asked you to catch up, you going? She's like, let me see if she get coffee. Yeah, let's catch up.
I wouldn't. I would if I didn't have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I feel like if I didn't have,
if I have a girl, I can't go.
And
I
bring my girlfriend with me.
That's wild.
I feel like
that's crazy, right?
It also depends on how crazy she was.
Respectfully, like.
Oh, yeah. It obviously depends on how it ended. If it ended, fine. If it ended, like, she's not crazy, y'all on good terms. It just didn't work. It was also like.
Good terms, good terms.
I feel like
I've never had to end something.
There's times where it's like,
most times it's not
really good terms,
but there's times where it's legitimately like,
or it's good terms because it's benefiting both parties right now.
I think it's good terms because, like, once people have had history, because there's always like that turmoil afterwards. Regardless,
yeah, it hurts feelings for sure.
But I feel like when that time has passed,
yeah,
like a lot of times this stuff is not lingering long enough. It's like, I still hate you.
Yeah.
So it's kind of just like, I was mad then.
Nobody cheated. No one did nothing foul. It's just
now it's like, I see you in like those feelings. Like,
wait, so that's what I'm to his point. Yeah. Like, so if you guys, let's say you break up with a girl, well, you have, but I'm saying and let's just say it ended cool. Y'all were like, hey, just, this isn't going to work out.
Yeah.
Wait, this was a good, we tried it.
Yeah.
But like, how do you know that like it's really done then? If you guys ended well, I guess. Because like, you have love for each other in a way.
I feel like until it's really just a discipline.
Until you like get really separate from each other. Like you move on.
Like Darius said, it's discipline, but also it's like, I think what's important is that, like you said too, is that you are upset at first. Like there is a period where you're mad, but there's a difference between like, I hate this bitch, she cheated on me, or yeah, I'm upset we not together, but she is right. I really don't want to live there.
Yeah.
And I really actually like, don't want to do the shit you want to do. Like, it's, I feel that like over time you kind of realize that you're like, actually, I see what, like, even if I don't agree with her, it's like we just wasn't the match.
Yeah.
And I feel like most breakups, that's the reason.
Usually is.
It's we just not the match. Yeah. And if you break up before it gets ugly, you can be on good terms.
That makes sense.
Like, I think
that's part of being, like I say, it takes discipline of being an adult, but it's just like.
But once you get there,
you'd be like, hey, hi and bye. What's up? Cool. Mm. Yeah. But like, I'm not kicking it with you all the time again. No, because then you'll start fucking.
But also, like, the going to coffee or something like that, I think I've learned that. When the woman initiates something, it's a play.
Yeah,
and so it's like even going to get anything like that is not just a harmless.
You go, my dumb ass, going, oh, she just want coffee.
Yeah, she just want to see how my
life. Right, me too.
No,
my dumb ass. Yeah, man, I want coffee. I like coffee.
It's never that. So I feel like in that case, it's like you're running a play.
Yeah, I like coffee.
I was gonna go because I'm letting her run that play.
Yeah,
but I know she running a play.
That's the only thing. But I know you're running a play.
But no, yeah. Anything like that?
I think that.
Y'all spies.
I don't even drink coffee.
To your point, actually, about the good terms thing, I think that's a. I think it's obviously myth. Women can have that, but I think it's more common among men to be that
to believe
neutral.
That.
Okay, whereas oftentimes with women, you're not that neutral. It's
also,
not that. Yeah, yeah.
I also think
it's leaning a little bit one way or the other.
She either hates you or likes you a little bit.
But I think regardless, they have to push it to hate. Because I've heard women say, like, I have to convince myself I hate it so I can get over it.
Exactly. Yep. She got to know.
So I think that it's like men can be like, hey, I think everything's cool. She didn't seem too mad. Like, I let her know I don't want to be with her no more. She took it pretty well, but she's at home with like a voodoo doll. Like, yeah,
and I think that's a good point too. Because like, I was like, because initially, like, it's going to be disappointing that, like, even though, like, it didn't work out, y'all ended on good terms, but it just didn't work out. But, like, I feel like for me, I'm like, if I even saw her still, like, with another guy, I'm like, fuck.
That's
like,
no, yeah, you can be salty about it. Yeah. But it's the difference between I'm salty and it's annoying, and I'm salty, I'm about to do some shit about it.
Yeah.
But, like, I ain't about to do shit.
Yeah.
I feel like you always had that. Like, what did Jake say? He said, I group DM my exes, tell them they belong to me, and that goes on for forever.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like that's the feeling you'd be having. Yeah, like, you mind still.
I think I don't have the discipline because obviously I haven't been in a relationship. So like, if I ended on good terms, I'm like, why am I still not trying to fuck you?
No, but that's important to know about yourself. Yeah. And it's also case by case because there's definitely girls who I ended on good terms with who if I don't have the discipline for.
Yeah.
Where if, like, if we start hanging out, you live next door to me, I'm going to start fucking you.
Yeah.
I can't even go down that road because I know I'm weak.
Yeah, I'm weak.
Where there's other girls, especially if I ended it, where I'm like, I can do that because I don't want to fuck you.
Yeah.
Like but if she ended it, I'm like,
and also,
she like, let's catch up. I'm like, let's catch up.
Okay,
like,
let's catch up.
And also the crazy part also, like, there's really like, oh, she was crazy or get emotional or yell at me versus like, she messed my stuff up.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, that's the level of like,
she messed my stuff up.
That's when it's not, I see.
But anything else is like, she yelled at me or she got all them up. But it's like, that kind of crazy is kind of still like, I get it though.
Because she cares.
Yeah.
She lost her nigga that day.
She ripped my TV off the wall. She's like, I know, don't mess with you.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, fuck with anything
else. Dirty as fuck. TV off the wall. Crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, how you that strong?
But you start watering down what she did. Yeah.
She bent that bitch in half.
Hey, you take the mouth off.
You start getting lightheaded. He's all right, we'll fix some mouth.
Yeah,
let's do something else.
Yeah, so like, but yeah, she was just like, all right, fuck you then. I'm like, fair. Because also it's like, I feel like, too, you understand too, where it's like, I would be mad if I lost a nigga like me too. So right. It should be mad. Yeah. So it's like I can't even hold against you
because I understand.
I get it. You should be mad. Yeah, you lost me.
You losing a lot. You
especially lose a lot
today. And I get it too because like
so you, why can I be mad? You mad? You should. Yeah.
Especially in this day, I feel like
so you should be mad.
A lot of people like stick with comfort now too because they know sure. how long it takes to probably get that to there with someone. It so does. Like they're probably holding on like I should probably try to make this work because the streets is probably,
and that's the thing too is
the streets is bare
when you and when you and once you had it and it's comfortable. Yeah. It's so easy to fall back into.
Yeah.
It takes nothing to, especially if they live in that convenient. It takes nothing because you know all the jokes, you know how to talk, you know what she like. It's easy. So that's why you need to have the discipline.
Yeah.
Because like all it takes is, like I said, one night, somebody a little drunk, somebody a little high, somebody a little lonely. Hey. It's going to be bad.
Are y'all? Go ahead.
Because do you think that the lack of discipline? So like, let's just say I spin the block back and I'm like, oh, like, and then I accidentally get her pregnant. And now we actually end up not liking each other and hating each other because, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, because but that's when you have to have discipline. Yeah, that's discipline. That's
the,
yeah.
That is the most extreme case of why
you
need
it. It's like you should just let it in now because, like, you could ruin a perfect thing.
That's, oops, but honestly, bro. That's like if more niggas.
Talk about oops.
If more niggas thought that way, being like, oh, do I want to get her pregnant? No, then let me leave that alone. Niggas would be happier. But niggas don't think that way. Niggas don't get that far.
But I want mine for real.
I mean, she seems like she'd be a good mom.
Hey, would y'all feel a way, though, like, if you got back with her and she was doing some crazy shit with you in bed that she wasn't doing before?
Yeah. Like, any new shit she do, I don't like.
Yeah.
I don't like
it'll she, take me she time got to new get moves. Over it.
Unless it's super
you know
fire.
What's crazy about that?
But
because I have to address it.
Yeah.
I can't just hold that
yeah,
in.
I'm making a joke for sure. Gotcha.
You know, that's the type of person I am.
She's going stupid. Oh, you weren't doing that before.
I saw
before.
She said,
yeah.
She said, why didn't you talk about it when I was giving it to you? I'm like, hold on, let me finish the job. You finish the job, we can discuss after.
Yeah. So it's like, I said, so Gooch now. Interesting.
That's what I'm saying.
You never
pictured so Gooch. He said, no hesitation.
You never pictured to the Gooch before. Is it you're so
you're no hesitation.
Yeah, she was diving in. She said, yeah.
Oh, you just missed me, huh?
She said, yeah, I just, I don't know, something new. I'm like, oh,
so yeah, I'm not the type to hold it in my head.
Nah, I'm going
to
notice for sure.
Yeah.
First damn, time she like
what you are?
She said lay down I'm gonna do reverse cowgirl I said
that's
hold
what
on
you are now? Okay.
He said when you get the mega knees
yeah when you do this she said squat I said what sorry.
But yeah, I was doing Pilates.
She said, "Y'all been doing yoga." She
said, "You must have not been practicing." Say, "Hey, now."
She said, "You the same though." I said, "All right, chill out.
I brought my A game today."
Yeah, bro.
You getting dressed from A game today?
Hey, don't do that. What's annoying though is that like if you fuck her and then you got to go next door, I feel like it's
that's
like
the
fact that it's so short is kind of annoying.
You think I should go to the gas
station? Would you rather go across the hallway or next?
I'm getting the car, going to gas station, coming back.
No, I'm with Ryan. I have to leave. I have to leave and then come back.
You feel dirty.
Yeah, because going next door feels like I was used. Like, I feel like I really just got fucked.
Yeah.
Like,
all right,
bye. Like, because it's like, I can't stay right here. Yeah. I can't sleep here. My bed is a wall away.
Yeah, I can't just sleep
right
here.
Hey, no, but
go?
But is that even worse? Uh-huh. So you think, oh, she's trying to rekindle and she really was like, I just want to.
No, and that's the thing.
That's the annoying part.
Go sleep in your bed.
Oh, I remember why we broke up.
And that's the annoying thing too. Like, really, you have to watch with that discipline is that you don't hurt your own feelings.
Yeah.
Because you think she want to get back, and if she don't, as soon as you like, yeah, like let's go out to dinner. She's like, oh, what do you think this is?
She wanted to just add you to the rotation.
You said, you gonna hurt your feelings, bro. As someone who's been there, bro, you gonna hurt.
I was like, we just fucked, hurt, though. Bro. She's like, I needed some dick so I can get used to it again.
He said, I'm
like,
literally,
but,
or you just be like, oh, you trying to like hang out Thursday? Say I have a date. Like,
I don't know what you mean. You got a date?
Mean counselor. Date.
He's old.
It's a whole snowstorm coming on Thursday. What date?
She's like, I don't know if like we had a missed communication. I just thought that we were both.
Bro, I ain't
like,
trying to hear
you
that.
You kind of told me before that's what you wanted, so I
just
like, I did say that.
That's sting, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't hurt
that's
your feelings,
sting, bro.
That's why. That's why. It's when you spin a block like that, you gotta be very careful because you don't
cry.
You think
you know what it is?
Yeah.
So you find out.
She
done
upgrading all you.
Sickening, bro.
So no, he actually plays for the Crew.
Oh, come on, bro.
Throw up, bro. Somebody want to throw up.
I don't need to know the number. He just scored. I'm like, oh my god.
He just scored twice.
Yeah. And because you now are acting out of emotion.
It's a hat trick.
You're going to be desperate all night, upset.
I don't be
gonna
emotional.
You're going to wait till like 1 o'clock.
Nigga puts 3 goals the next game, bro.
Going crazy. Hat trick.
Come on.
You're going to pick up some weak work, and she's going to catch you.
Weak work.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Hey, he got the dub out. He got the weak work.
Imagine that. Yeah, you bring weak work back to the house, and she said, oh. I said,
You with your boys, and you like, he said, all right, I have to sneak off and hit this.
He said, pull something.
I gotta get past my ex.
Yes, I'm saying.
He said, all
right. She a gargoyle right in front of the house.
The girl,
bro.
He said, pull up. So, oh, you got a nice spot. He said, yeah. You want to smoke in the car real quick? She's like, why won't we just go inside?
Looking for a car.
So why don't we just go inside? And say, yeah, they don't like me smoking at the apartment. She's like, last time I was here, you had a whole bong. I was like, Listen,
bitch, you gonna smoke or not?
Seriously, smoking in the car.
You're staying right
you see,
here.
I'm gonna run inside.
You can see her light on in there. I'm like,
you're so conscious that every time you bring her,
so you just give her 10 minutes.
But you leave her in the car. You say, I'm gonna go inside and get a joint. I'll be right back.
Go to your place.
Why don't we just go inside?
She sneaks up.
Yeah, bro. She's like, your car is doing something weird. I just came up and thought like, hey, man.
Other girl opened the door.
It's the moment. She taking some shit out to the trash. She said, Ryan.
It's a rat.
Is it Ryan?
What? Oh, I just didn't know that was you. Hey, I'm Charlotte. Like,
Charlotte.
You don't have to introduce yourself, bitch. Yeah, like, bro, why are you doing this to me? And you know, next morning she goes, do you have fun last night? You getting that text next morning.
Yes. And she laughing. She's showboating. She laughing while shutting the door.
She's showboating, bro.
You might get that text the same night.
No, that night she hit her group chat. Yeah. You'll never believe who Ryan was with.
Make it sound all fucking.
Yeah, bro. You the topic of the conversation that night.
Thick Asian. Oil down.
She already oiled down?
Oiled down.
I don't know why. Asian. Oiled down.
He said, apparently.
Yeah, it looks like he was messing with some prostitutes. Hey, man, you don't need.
That's crazy. That's how she would say it, though. That's how girls do stories, though. They'd be like, I don't know, he was with some hooker. I'd be like, all right, she went to hooker.
Every time we went to Vegas, I had at least two girls tell me, like, oh, you guys love the strippers or you love the prostitutes.
Yeah, that's
where
I go.
These are normal people. Yeah. I'm like, these are. We just met.
She from Idaho. She just regular.
Yeah, she's not no stripper nigga. Like,
but yeah, it'd be like, yeah, 100%. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's her first joke. Is if she looked any way sexual, it's like, oh, Ryan must have found some prostitutes. Like in Columbus?
I can't find another quality woman.
They know your history. They know you deal with it. They know you that you toots. They know how you get.
Yeah, they know you deal with it.
She'll be like, birthday. Like,
hey, man.
Chill.
What does that mean? He said, chill.
That's why you bring that weak ass work home.
Weak work, bro.
Man, weak work. That's crazy.
Sometimes it be that way, bro. Still work, though.
Yeah, still work.
Work. Still work.
Honest work.
You're getting paid.
Work is work.
Might be minimum wage, but you
honest work.
Good day's work, bro.
Hey, man, y'all know the routine. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on IG at the BLTPOD. Fuck with the film over at RNC Radio Free Podcast and these. But remember, not listening. We're always and forever be. Problematic as fuck.